Put new does in your washing machine. Finest does you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing. D-U-Z does everything.
The new does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
Would you like a cocktail before dinner, Mira?
I don't believe so, thank you.
Do you good?
Well, I really don't think I'll have time for one. I'd like to supervise Chucky's bath.
Oh, come now, my dear. Is it necessary to baby the youngster?
It isn't a matter of babying him. You know how youngsters are. If you don't watch them, a bath amounts to a lick and a promise.
Well, what of it? The important thing is that the more responsibility you give a child, the more self-reliant he becomes. Now then, you drink this cocktail I prepared for you. Leave Chucky to his own devices. Sit down and tell me what happened this morning. What Dr. Bowling had to say. I hope he found you're not feeling up to par. Merely a matter of nerves.
Ted, I lied to you the other evening.
Lied? About what?
Ross's phone call.
Oh?
While you and Chucky were away, I had a long talk with Dr. Bowling.
I see.
No, you don't. Because I haven't told you anything as yet. I didn't discuss with him anything pertaining to myself. I talked with him about Chucky.
Chucky? Why, the boy is in tip-top shape. He never looked better.
I wasn't speaking about his physical well-being.
What then?
Ted, I know this isn't news to you. We've argued about it more than once.
I don't believe I quite follow you, Mater.
Surely you can't have forgotten so soon how I feel about your treatment of Chucky. Your disregard of his fears, his conflicts. Your blindness to the fact that he's becoming different from other children.
He is different from other children. He always has been.
No. No, that I can't and won't believe.
As you said a moment ago, we've gone over all this, not once, but half a dozen times. At this point, the subject is quite boring. Chucky is going to have to overcome certain weaknesses, and I intend to see that he does. However, I would be interested in knowing what Dr. Bowling had to say to you.
Ross suggested that I talk with a child psychologist.
Good heavens, Mater, surely you're not so stupid.
Now, just a minute, Ted. When Ross phoned the other evening, he confirmed an appointment for me to see Dr. Hewitt, a child psychologist. I kept that appointment this morning.
This is the last straw. I don't want to hear the result of your interview with what I believe is a parasite in the medical profession.
Well, you're going to hear it. And you're going to hear it now, Ted.
It would be obvious to anyone, and it should be particularly to you, Mater, that Ted is more than angry. Even you are aware that he's using every bit of self-control as he looks at you and sips his cocktail. But I think he realizes that you're determined that he hear you out. We'll learn more about this in a moment.
For white washes without red hands, I've gone back to Dove's.
Yes, for white washes without red hands, the swing is back to Dove's. Does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
I didn't think about my hands when I started experimenting with some of those no-rinse chemicals, but my hands couldn't take it. So now I'm back to Does. Does gives me white washes without red hands.
Is a pair of red hands the price you're paying for doing your wash? Then use Does next wash day and inspect your wash carefully. Have you ever seen such dazzling whiteness, such thorough cleanliness, such brilliant colors? Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful treatment for your hands?
Does can promise this because of the way Does is made. Only Does, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap, combined with two modern detergents. Only Does contains these quantities of rich, real soap balanced with two modern detergents.
That's why Does gets your clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. That's truly why Does does everything and does right by your hands. Get Does today. You'll say it, too.
For white, white washes without red hands, I've gone back to Does.
Meta, I'm completely fed up with your neurotic obsessions. And to think, without even consulting me, you took the liberty of discussing a problem that does not exist with an absolute stranger, a child psychologist.
Mother! Mother!
Yes, Chucky?
Pardon me, please.
Yes, of course, son. What is it you want?
I'm ready for my bath.
Your mother isn't going to supervise your bathing tonight, Chucky. She and I are quite convinced that you're able to take your own bath.
But I don't know how to put the water in. Well, I mean, you know, how warm or how cold.
Chucky, I'll be there.
Ask Mary if she'd be so kind as to draw the water for you.
Yes, sir.
And I'd like to inspect you, young man, after you've bathed. Don't forget the ears, the neck, and the toes.
Yes, sir. May I please take my boat and play a little while in the tub?
Of course, darling.
Play in the tub? Playing with toys in the tub, son, that's for babies, not for a six-year-old. By this time, you should know that bathing is not a play period.
Yes, sir. Do you want me to come here in the den when I'm finished?
Yes, son. Run along now.
All right, Dad.
What's wrong with the boy having a boat and a tub of water? Ted, you carry things too far.
And you have already carried them too far. I'm not having my son completely dependent upon his mother or anyone else, for that matter.
Ted, I want to make an appointment for you to talk with Dr. Hewitt.
Surely you're not being serious.
I was never more serious.
My dear wife, you have a well-mannered, well-adjusted, courteous son. He presents absolutely no problems to either you or me. I see no reason for my talking with a man who calls himself a child psychologist.
You don't know Dr. Hewitt. You don't know his reputation. You don't know the work he's done. You have no reason to be prejudiced about something about which you know nothing. I found Dr. Hewitt to be very understanding.
Really?
He didn't give me any opinion about Chucky.
That's unusual, isn't it? I've always thought that these men had all the answers at their fingertips.
Your sarcasm is being wasted on me, Ted. Whether you know it or not, Chucky is not a happy child. Everything you've planned for him and are planning for him is completely out of keeping with the boy's nature.
That is your opinion. It doesn't happen to be mine.
I took the liberty of explaining your background to Dr. Hewitt and my own. I told him my opinion of Chucky in relation to his present environment, which you'll have to admit is entirely dictated by you. However, Dr. Hewitt was not content with my opinion. He told me very frankly I might very well, as a mother, be apt to exaggerate Chucky's problem.
Chucky has no problem. I think if the truth were known, it's you who are the problem.
Well, possibly I might in some way be contributing to the situation. But there is also the possibility that you could be at fault.
I can't recognize that there is a problem with Chucky. And therefore, I can't conclude that I'm at fault in something that does not exist.
Ted, I'm asking you to see Dr. Hewitt. You can at least talk with him, can't you?
To me, it would be a waste of time.
Would it be a waste of time if after he talked with you, he found, as you've concluded, that I'm wrong and you're right? I'm willing to take that chance. If I am wrong, I want to know it. And if you're wrong, I want to know that, too.
Maytag, if I weren't so certain that you're making something out of nothing, I'd be only too glad to oblige. Even though I resent and object strenuously to what you've done.
It won't do any harm, will it?
But it's so stupid.
That's what you think now. Perhaps when you talk with Dr. Hewitt, you'll change your opinion.
Well, it might be interesting at that. I might be able to open his eyes to a few things of which he, no doubt, is totally unaware.
What do you mean?
I've never had occasion to talk to a child psychologist. Perhaps it wouldn't be a bad idea, Meta. As you said, you could be wrong.
But then, may I make an appointment for sometime this week?
Where is his office?
I didn't go to his office. He spends several days a week at the Selby Flats Hospital, giving his services free.
I'd prefer to see him at his office. I'll make the appointment myself. How do you spell his name?
It's Dr. Robert Hewitt. H-E-W-I-T-T.
Daddy! Daddy! Daddy!
Chucky, something's happened.
Major.
Something's happened. I knew it would.
Daddy!
I knew it.
I'm coming, Chucky. I'm coming. I'm coming,
Here's America's newest wash day promise from the one and only Dove.
White, white washes without red hands.
Yes, Dove gives you white, white washes without red hands.
Have you noticed a difference in your hands after using those no-rinse chemicals? Then see why women everywhere are going back to Dove. Just accept this challenge.
Change to Dove next wash day. Then inspect your clothes carefully. Have you ever seen such dazzling whiteness, such thorough cleanliness, such brilliant colors? Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful treatment for your hands?
Dove can promise this because of the way Dove is made. Only Dove of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two modern detergents. That's why Dove gets clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Does everything. So for white, white washes without red hands, get Does today. The result of an accident to Chucky in the next episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by the new Does.
Put new Does in your washing machine. The newsy Does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.